the Reverend Thomas James, the founder of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church here, and also an abolitionist, Amy and Isaac Post, who could have been ostracized but didn't care as long as they were striking a blow for freedom by being one abolitionist and also Underground Railroad station masters.
Then out of the night appeared a lady leading a distant pilgrim band.
Historian Dr. David Anderson, director of Aquaba, the nonprofit organization that leads the Circle of Hope tours, reads a speech written by Frederick Douglass, inscribed at the base of his statue.
I know of no soil better adapted to the growth of reform than American soil. I know of no country where the conditions for effecting greater changes in the settled order of things, for the development of right ideas of liberty and humanity, are more favorable than here in these United States. An extract from a speech on the Dred Scott decision delivered in New York City, May 1857.
David, could you give us a description of Frederick Douglass?
Douglass is tall, very erect. He is broad-shouldered. In his youth, he would be very athletic. One of his cohorts saw him as a